Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Good morning, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk.
And I'm Grady Deaton. We're sitting here with Teresa Kotsarilis. She's on her way out, and we wanted to sit down and get a chance to say goodbye to her properly. But, you know, if you were listening to the news just now, you just caught the fourth part in a very touching and impactful series. And it begs a question. You know, I just had to ask, what goes into planning, you know, making that arc? I mean, that's a crazy big story. I'm really interested in the process.
Thanks so much, Grady, and thanks for having me on Coffee at KYUK. I was just jamming out to your music. I'm happy to hear that you liked the series. You know, a lot goes into a series like that. I've been working on it on and off for months. I really want to thank Mountain Village and particularly Annabelle for all of their help and support on this. This is the kind of series where community buy-in and working closely with the community is really important in order to make sure that a series like this is respectful and accurate. You know, I'm really touched that Mountain Village let KYUK in and to see some things that really made the community vulnerable. And in order to ensure that this piece really reflected kind of what the community wanted to portray, we went through every line of these scripts with Anna. KYUK obviously got final approval, but she knew everything that was going in. We discussed it closely with the tribal administrator at Mountain Village. And when it comes to the YK piece that we ran on Tuesday, we went over that script with three of our anonymous sources as well to ensure that it was accurate. So it was a very long process.
Well, you know, segueing from process, you had exciting news. It's depressing you're leaving us. I'm sad. I'm happy about our conversations after the newscast in the morning, and I'm disappointed a little bit. But that's besides. It's not about me.
Aww.
It is about you, though. Today, let's talk about where you're going. You're going to a crime podcast. Is that right? Tell me the name of that. How I'm going to be able to subscribe, and how your experience at KYUK is segueing onto that endeavor.
Yeah, it's really bittersweet because I'm excited about the new job, but I'm really, really sad to leave. I got a job at a criminal justice podcast called Criminal. They're a long-form podcast produced out of North Carolina in Durham Chapel Hill, and I'm going to be one of their producers. I'm really excited about it. It's a very good opportunity, and I'm hoping to bring some very compelling Alaska stories there. I would never have gotten such a job without my experience at KYUK and in the YK Delta. It has been formative. I'm planning to come back and visit a lot, and I don't think I'll ever cover crime or criminal justice the same way after this.
Well, I'm going to pitch to Petra. She has some questions for you, but before I do that, I will say we already have someone calling in on the line. So when we get a chance, we'll get to that. If you want to call in and wish Teresa farewell, call in at 543-5985 or 543-2756. Alternatively, 1-800-995-8954. Go ahead, Petra.
Teresa, you know, I remember a little over a year ago when you first came to Bethel. We had picked you up at the airport and we went out for dinner that evening.
I remember that too. We went to Snack Shack.
Yes.
And I ordered a shrimp salad, which was like one of the strangest things I could have ordered because I was in the land of some of the best, you know, fish in the world, and I ordered like the single type of seafood that you cannot get in the YK Delta fresh.
Yeah, you and I were eating the same salad that
mm-hmm.
evening.
That was really fun.
You remember how the weather was like?
Yeah. Yeah, it was deceptively great. I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah, the sun was shining.
It was beautiful.
It was warm mm-hmm. out, and you came in with your huge bags
huge.
And your big olive oil.
Yes. You're right. I got the largest. For those of you who I haven't talked to about this, which might be like one person in the entire YK Delta, I am Greek American. And so I came to the YK Delta with the largest thing of olive oil that I could find at Walmart. And it was like half the size of my body. It was absolutely enormous.
Before we get to a phone call, I want to ask you one question. Well, maybe several this morning.
Okay.
How would you spend $1 million?
Oh my God. Oh wow, that's hard. Oh God, does it make me super? Okay, so the way I would actually spend $1 million is like super boring. I would probably like invest it and save it in like very boring ways. But for the purposes of this show, I would totally travel around the world. And if anyone I knew was having like a health problem or super in debt, I'd help them out.
All right. Well, now we're going to go right to that call that came in quite early. I didn't catch the name because I was whispering on the line. But here we go. Caller, you're on with Coffee at KYUK. Go ahead.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
This is Johanna.
Hi, Johanna.
Good morning, Johanna.
Johanna is our editor here at KYUK. She's based in Anchorage.
And I'm using this phone call and holding a handkerchief to my eyes because
Johanna.
I will so miss you, Teresa. Even though I hardly ever got to spend physical time with you, I have talked to you practically every day.
Yes, yes, at all hours, too. Truly all, and in all emotional and psychological states as well.
So. I have to say that, people who are listening probably don't know me because I'm not at KY in Bethel, but I work with everybody. And I've edited a lot of people, but, you know, Teresa, you are special. And you make it an absolute joy for somebody like me to work with you because every time you go out on a story, you're going to come back with something amazing. And, of course, you're going to work and work and work and work, so you're going to push deadlines like crazy, but which is, you know, and as an editor, I have to kind of hold the leash and try to make the deadline. But the thing is that the reason you miss deadlines isn't because you're not working. It's because you're finding out more and more stuff. And you do it, I mean, you're not having an attitude as your work. You're not deciding what the story is. You're letting the story evolve through the phone calls and through the conversations and through your observations. And it's just wonderful. I love it. I never know what you're going to come back with, and it's wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much, Johanna. It feels a little early in the morning to cry, but I might start.
Wherever you go, you would do really, really well. And I mean, we're your first real gig, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. This was my first journalism job. Full-time job, and it was my first job out of grad school. I graduated from Berkeley's journalism school and 4 weeks later was reporting in the YK Delta. So, yeah, I just want to thank you, Johanna, and KYUK and this region for being so kind to me and kind of helping me work on this. I have learned so much in the past year that I couldn't even imagine what I was going to learn when I took this job, and it's been incredible.
You won't ever forget us.
Never. And I will be coming back to visit, because I don't know how I could not come back to visit. I mean, I was already planning, like, what I wanted to do for Chimay when I got this job, so I'm just like, well, screw it. I'll just go, you know.
Will you leave a box of outerwear stashed with someone
upon your return? Exactly. You know, I'll leave my boots with a friend, and then I'll just land, and Petro will greet me at the airport and go, hello, here are your boots, and then I'll just, you know, I'll be back. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Johanna. I really, that means a lot to me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm going to miss you. There's no way. I mean, you're the favorite person I've ever worked with.
Oh, thank you.
And that's a long, many years of doing this stuff. And I'm just, you know, you're going to be great. I know this.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You are great.
Oh, thank you. And also, thank you for outing me to the 3 to 4 people who don't know that I have difficulty with deadlines because I'm an obsessive person. It's a well known fact. I get completely obsessed with what I'm working on and don't want to let go of it.
You're obsessive in the good way.
Thank you.
You're obsessive because you want to make sure you've got it all.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's all. You understand that all might take you in a very different direction than where you are right then, and that's amazing. Anyway,
thank you.
Here's Stephen, who's also up here. Actually, he has espresso coffee, so he can have coffee at KYUK.
Oh, fantastic. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Teresa.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Are you crying yet?
I'm tearing up. I'm tearing up. I'm not like an active sobber, so you might not be able to hear that, but there's some serious tearing occurring at the moment.
Well, I'm just happy to have this opportunity to get on there and publicly, recognize your work and thank you for really caring in what you do.
Thank you.
That's really important, and like Johanna, I'm a little bit at a loss of words to express the emotions, but I did want to say, you remember that you didn't ask us for our advice as to whether or not you should take this new job, but you will recall what I said when you let us know, mm-hmm. which was kind of a difficult phone call for you.
Yeah.
But you remember what I said, right?
Which thing? Which thing?
Well, I said you were crazy. Why would anybody leave a radio station
I know.
To go do something that's just pretending to be radio and just on the internet?
It's podcasting, guys. It's podcasting. It's just on the internet.
I know. It's pretending to be radio, but it's moving over towards the new media. I do understand that, and I just wanted to publicly make it clear that while I do believe that I really am a radio person,
mm-hmm.
I think for you this is a very, very good opportunity, because anytime you can get paid for doing what you really love to do,
yeah.
that's what you should do.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's complicated because I'm very excited about the job for exactly that reason, but at the same time, you know, it's going to be really... It's going to be really hard to leave. It's going to be really hard to leave.
Well, that's your problem, but you love to do this, and you will continue to do the things that you love. You have trouble sometimes figuring out because you love too many things.
That is true. That is very true.
we'll let you talk with the listeners now.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Steve.
Bye bye.
And the phone lines are open. The numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954.
And coming in long distance, all the way from the news production room, we have a caller now. Here comes Christy from the Energy Desk. Christy, you're on.
All right. Hey, Teresa.
Hey,
so
dude.
You're finally breaking. Anna Rose says she's not going to talk.
Hi, Anna Rose.
I came here 4 months ago, and I had no idea about radio or what to expect in Bethel, and you were this amazing guide. But not only that, I got to watch you cover this incredible series that we're now just airing, and watching your dedication to the community and journalism, and radio has been a joy to watch, and you are going to be incredibly missed. Also, just your goofiness and your ability to get yourself in a ridiculous situation.
Thanks, Christy.
If I say anything more, I'm going to start crying, but know that you are very much loved.
Petra has started crying next to me, and this is so many people crying that it's getting very difficult. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. It's been a wild, wild ride, and I've loved every minute of it.
So,
all
Teresa.
Right. Well, this is this is goodbye for now, or at least on Coffee at KYUK.
Bye, dude. I'll see you soon.
Teresa, before we take another phone call, if you could choose an age to remain forever, which age would you choose?
Oh my God. Well, I'm only 30 now, so there might be some ages in my future that I'll like enough where I'll want to stay there. But I think given the experiences I've had so far, I'd pick 28 because that was a really good year for me. Or I would pick right now. I like my late 20s and so far my 30s because I feel like a functional adult, but my body still works. So I think that's kind of a good deal.
Hey, now. You know, our bodies don't really stop working for much later these days.
That's why I said, you know, I mean, my 30s and 40s might be great for the same reason.
So do we have another phone call?
No, the phone lines are open. You can call us long distance, 1-800-995-5954, or, of course, 543-5985 or 543-2756.
The correct number is 1-800-995-8954. Teresa, would you rather be invisible or be able to read minds?
Oh, my God. That's hard, but I would say be able to read minds. As a journalist, that would be, invisibility would also be very useful, but kind of in a creepy way, as an investigative reporter. But I think that being a mind reader would occasionally come in very handy when talking to sources.
If you could live any period of history, when would it be?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, this is very boring. I think right now is very interesting. I think 1968 would be like a very killer year to live through. I would just kind of love to see what was happening. So
49 years ago.
Yes.
Summer of Love.
So,
wasn't it? Or right
before? Well, Summer of Love was 1967, and then 1968 was when like all of these revolts and revolutions happened globally. And I think if I were to just take a vacation to that year, I would just, out of some sort of morbid curiosity, would just kind of skip from one to the other and see what was happening. I think that would be fascinating.
What is the meaning of your name?
Oh, wow. So I think Teresa means summer, but I'm not exactly sure what it means. But I'm named after my grandmother. It's a family name on the Greek side of my family. So
this question is probably too early to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Okay.
What are you going to do when you retire?
I have no idea. I definitely plan to travel a lot and will probably be spending most of my time like motorcycling around the world or something.
Remind me again, where's the pod? Well, are we be working out of the offices of the podcast?
Right.
Where's that? Where are you off to?
Yeah, so I'm off to Durham Chapel Hill in North Carolina. The somewhat only borderline appropriate joke in the office right now is, if my job is wiped off the face of the earth by Hurricane Florence, I'll be staying here.
tell me one other thing. What is the name of the podcast to which I am now the new biggest fan?
The name of the podcast is Criminal.
Criminal.
Okay. Criminal, yes. And you can find them on iTunes. They are a Radiotopia podcast, so you can also find them on Radiotopia's website as well.
Very cool. I will be today.
Thank you.
It will be my next order of business off air.
Thank you.
So, you know, what do you keep? What do you take? I mean, that's got to be on everyone's mind when they leave
God.
Bethel. Like, what are the things You know, what are you really cherishing that you're going to walk away with? Do you have a piece of art that you purchased? What's something like that? I'm curious.
Yeah. I think that I'm definitely taking my extra tufts, even though they've died. Like, I've stopped wearing them because I wore them so much that they've like slowly started to fall to pieces, and it's just kind of a weird emotional thing that I'm insisting on taking them with me instead of throwing them out. Like, no, they're my boots. And so I'll be taking my extra tufts. I bought these earrings when I was in Quinnahock during their museum opening from the elder John Smith, who's a wonderful carver. And, you know, I know John a little bit personally because I've interviewed him several times. I know his family. And so these earrings just mean a lot to me. I have really great memories of Quinnahock and my time there. So I'll be bringing those too.
Your time here has been ripe and full of so many news stories.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the whale. I'm thinking of the artifacts returning back. I'm thinking of this story, the Mountain Village. I mean, it's amazing. You've really had an excellent, I'm jealous of the experience that was afforded you. It's great.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been wonderful. That part's not hard, you know, like the YK Delta is a place where truly epic and incredible things happen every single day. And as a journalist, you're just along for the ride. So it's been wonderful.
So I have to ask you this question. If you were a berry, which berry would you be?
Oh, well, that's easy. I would definitely be a blueberry.
Why?
Well, they're my favorite berry, but I like a lot, and I think they're good for you. And I just like the color. I think they're kind of like cheerful and happy looking, and I've been told that I am like that as well.
Teresa, I just looked up your name, by the way, derived from the Greek Therizian, to reap, to gather in, and thus takes the definition of harvester.
Really?
Interesting. As a news reporter.
That's kind of apropos, actually. I didn't realize how relevant my name was, but yes, so that's what it means. Petra, it means harvester, and that feels weirdly appropriate for a journalist, given the number of stories we get here.
You and my mom spell Teresa the same.
Yes, we do. In my family, the Greeks and the Latinos had a knockdown, drag-out fight about the spelling because they spell it differently. So.
What a way to end the show. We're getting there now, right? It's time to tell people that this is our last minute together with Teresa here on Coffee at KYUK. You still have some days of reporting with us, though.
Exactly. My final day is the 18th.
All right.
You have a few more days with me.
And remind them again so I don't mess it up. It's a Radiotopia podcast named
Criminal.
Catch it on iTunes or on Stitcher, wherever your podcasts are found, and you can keep up with Teresa's crime reporting, which we can only expect great things.
Any
last words?
No, I just want to thank the region for being so patient and generous with me. You know, I mean, Steve earlier said that, you know, you love so many things, and as schmaltzy as this is, I would say, well, the YK Delta makes it easy.
Teresa, we're going to miss you.
Thank you. I'll miss you guys, too.
Oh.
Coffee at KYUK. Don't forget to be awesome. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel.